Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 3/28/2019 live Thursday night show. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And the first thing I would tell you is that the relationship is with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, okay? It's not about doctrine or this or that or all of these. If you have the relationship, and if you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart, you will have everlasting life with him in heaven. And our Father in heaven sent him here so that he would be available if you choose to believe in him, okay, and do what I just told you, that Jesus would be able to wash your sins clean. But you got to take the chance and get with him. You got to be able and willing to do that. Now, a lot of people try to always get me into different discussions and all kind of things. And I say, you know what? I was called in a waking vision, okay, where I was awake and I was shown by the Archangel Michael a opening and where I could look in and I could hear and see and sense and be part of, in a sense, an angelic part of heaven. And in there, I talked with or was in the presence of the Archangel Michael, and standing next to him was Gabriel, from my understanding of it. And basically, I heard the most sweet and beautiful angelic music and singing and language, just incredible. And the feeling was just intense and wonderful and so beautiful. But,
well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I guess Lord Jesus is no longer a subject for the air anymore. So let me tell you, I'm just going to get started right away, but I will tell you this. There's power in the blood of Jesus, okay? And that's all there is to it. And they want to knock me off Skype. They want to knock me off my connection to the Internet. Then that's fine. I'll get it back to you another way. Let me just go right to the deal. Remember, I've talked to you about these tit for tat and that the war is actually on, okay? The war is on between the United States and Russia and all the various parties, China, Iran, the whole nine yards. And, you know, I've talked about how the Deer Park chemical plant was a, you know, was a, an explosion and fire down there, and then that, there was a tit for tat, and then we hit a chemical plant in, I believe, Yanning or whatever, China on the coast there, and blew it up with probably a tectonic weapon. And if you recall the other night when I said that, they knocked me off the air after I said that. Okay? Consequently, and for those of you, just so you understand, my network people don't know or understand why I'm getting knocked off, but I'm getting knocked off on Skype. I can be on the thing, but I'm not on Skype, and it's strange. Now, I'm going to show you in a minute how that could be done. But be that as it may, you see all of the weather warfare. All right? You see the weather warfare. You saw the fires out in California, was burned to the ground, and now you got the Oroville Dam, all these things still ongoing. You've got massive amounts of snowpack, and you got the flooding all down the Missouri and Mississippi River, and it's going to continue and continue, and already, I can tell you already that there are, in some areas, 80% of the crops are already lost and won't get planted probably this year. And that also a large portion of the corn and other grain, beans and stuff that were in a storage for the last year or two, have a lot of those in Nebraska and Missouri and parts of Iowa and parts of Illinois have been ruined completely. All right? Now, let me just go back and continue on this thing. Now, I got contacted the other night when it was happening, all right? And on March 26th, okay, which I believe was what, Friday night or whatever, or Saturday night, let's see, where the 28th, so that would have been Monday night, I guess, right? Yeah, 27th was Wednesday, 26th was Tuesday, but I guess it was the night before. So anyway, you had something that a lot of people have not put together, all right? And there was an explosion at the Florida Power and Light at a main station, power substation, on Broward Boulevard near the entrance ramp. Let me get the exact spot where it was at. It was inside of Fort Lauderdale itself. Let's see here. I was looking at another picture, and I don't have the exact. Anyway, big power and light deal. Basically, at 8 p.m., Fort Lauderdale police regarding the explosion. More than 20,000 power and light customers in Broward County were without power. And it struck the substation at 426 Northwest 6th Avenue. Caused a fire, okay, no injuries and all of that. But this particular item, they said, okay, was caused by a lightning strike on that particular facility. Well, I have somebody in this deep background who has signal intelligence abilities, and also has the ability to read various items and stay in touch with that part of the world, you see, all the time. This individual in the deep background has told me that they looked at the storms, okay, and the lightning strikes, because they have the ability to go and look and see where the lightning strikes have been in the last, well, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 hours, 8 hours, whatever, whatever the time frame is, they can go on the way back and see where actual lightning strikes have taken place. They also so can see where the rainstorms and the thunderstorms are at. The only thing that was going on was way off the coast of Florida and actually further north than Fort Lauderdale. All right? So this thing, when they said it's a lightning strike, it was not a lightning strike. You got me? It was not a lightning strike. Now, this has happened after certain Antonov aircraft landed in Venezuela, okay, with the guy who's like one of the head guys of the Russian, you know, missile force and the army and that kind of stuff. One of the whole big generals of Russia. And they took a lot of supplies, and then they say they had a lot of supplies and 99 troops. Well, from my understanding is, they also had another 250 Spetsnaz. That's just like sending 250 SEAL Team 6 or Delta Force to go there, all right? And they also had another couple hundred cyber people, okay? And all kind of more ammunition and other items undisclosed as far as we know. But you know what it could be. But they were activating also all the S-300 anti-missile systems, which then control the surrounding area of Venezuela for over 300 miles. If you put them on the coastlines, then they can control way out into the Atlantic and the Pacific and up into the Caribbean. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you recall, we had certain power outages and blackouts in Venezuela. Well, at the time, I said those are probably being done by the United States, okay, to try to force Guaido and the coup to happen, which is now, I think, a blown coup once again in Venezuela against Maduro and the socialists and his system, which has been making people lose 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds in a year because they don't have anything to eat, they don't have toilet paper, they don't have fresh water, and they don't have but a little of the electricity even when the lights don't go out, okay? Now, here is the thing that I've tried to tell you before, and we've used different terms. I have the new set of terms. Russia has an enhanced capability, and you remember we've talked about over the years the American military helicopters off Navarre Beach, which is near Eglin Air Force Base, okay, and how there was the green fog that enveloped them. We talked about also the fighter jets coming over from South Carolina and then got, boom, and just got taken out right above the Piney Woods in Georgia. You remember that one? You remember also several of the other aircraft that were taken down, and also the USS Donald Cook that was in the Black Sea, and one of the Sukhois MiGs went over, and then all of a sudden, all the lights went out, the power and the engines went out on the Donald Cook, including the Aegis defense systems and targeting systems and radars, and all they were left was with emergency lights and generators that could barely... They were foundling around in the old ocean there in the Black Sea. And then after that particular cruise, the Donald Smith, a lot of people came back, and a number of people, from my understanding, cashiered out of the Navy if they had their enough time in and they'd already done it, and they just said, we're gone, we're retired, regardless. And then we had all the other Navy vessels that were also Arleigh Burke-class Aegis-type destroyers, weren't they? So we've had a large number of these things, and I have told you repeatedly that the Russians have a capability, some of which was started by the Iranians, by the way, you know, who are not any dummies, right? And that the Russians came in and took over on that thing, and then they improved it and took basically over. But the Iranians have some of this as well, and I would submit to you that in deals for red Chinese money, for Russian oil, et cetera, that some of this has gone to the red Chinese as well. Now, here's what I was told by the deep background. This is exactly what he's talking about. And incidentally, he says, you are very much like 100% or 1,000% right on the tit-for-tat attacks with the fourth-generation warfare systems, the WeatherX, the weather warfare, the tectonic weapons, the pulsed weapons, the thing that hit Fort Lauderdale's power station was a pulse that came in from the Atlantic, all right? And I was able to go back up at the time, like a few hours later, and find it on a rolling, you know, mimic. I talked to you about mimic the other night, University of Wisconsin. SSS, the weather, the tropical moisture thing, and you've got all of the different domains. You can look at all over the world. And we used to look at TPW1. Now we look at Mimics number 2. And then I told you they've led off a little bit of the stuff so you can re-see it once again, thinking that nobody looks at it anymore, which, of course, we don't, you know. But, of course, I was able to go back, and I was able to see a pulse that erupted out in what appears to be a thunderstorm, but it was a pulse. And then there's an artifact of a directed energy that went right on in into Florida. Now, at the same time, by the way, very close to it, near High Point and Greensboro, North Carolina, there was a quake, an earthquake, which is interesting in and of itself. And the reason I thought it was interesting because Archdale was near the center of the quake. Archdale is a small little town near High Point in Greensboro. And I remember that because I used to stay in Archdale, and I used to go to the post office there in the springtime. Sometimes when I was at the old furniture market years ago, all right? Anyway, I know where Archdale's at, and High Point, all the stuff, and, you know, and Greensboro, and, you know, all those different items there. I've been around that area for years. Well, anyway, here is the wording that they use. The Russians are using a directed energy, modulated command and control, cause and effect, electromagnetic, multi-purpose device capable of affecting, listen to this now, any electrical / electronical component of a system, i.e. that which runs or controls, now listen to this, listen very carefully, a system, that which runs a person, the brain, or a machine, or a component of the same. They're able to utilize this. It is a multi-purpose device, directed energy, modulated, command and control, cause and effect, electromagnetic, multi-purpose device capable of affecting any electrical or electronic component of a system, i.e. that which runs a person, a machine, or component of the same. And then he said the other note is, and then in seeing and hearing some of the discussions between the U.S. cyber warriors, the big cyber warriors in the United States, who they said, well, we did go after some Russian stuff and different items, and maybe Venezuela. They didn't say that, but that may have been intimated. They said that they were then warned by the Russians, said, you want to mess with us? We're going to start messing with you. And they're now very much concerned about the escalatory spiral of the tit for tat going on within the units of different factions in the world. So I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and what you're seeing unfold is actual warfare, and make no mistake about it. They can do the very same thing to the computers on Wall Street or any kind of a thing you want to see. Now, we have capabilities, and strong capabilities as well. But this huge fire and all this stuff was all put into effect by this. Now, what's interesting is that President Trump has come out with a prescription to try to mitigate any damages from electromagnetic pulse. You think this isn't real stuff? Well, then you should. You should understand that that's what he's talking about when he's talking about it. Here's the article right here. Trump warns Putin that Russia has got to get out of Venezuela. All options are on the table. Okay? And that was a meeting with Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Juan Guaido. Okay? And he also said that he was going to do... Let's see, got this article here. That he was going to... You start a thing to decide how we can go after the problems that would rise or stem from an electromagnetic pulse weapon, whether caused by an enemy or whether caused by the enemy or by an event like in space, like the sun or... you know, a solar CME or something like that, a big solar flare or electromagnetic pulse, you know, coming from the sun itself or something from a spacecraft or whatever it might be, all right? So now the Venezuelans got the S-300s all down there and all around the block. We took an opportunity that maybe is better to have been missed, to be honest with you. Oh, here it is right here. It was just underneath. Trump. Here it is right here. Trump amps up defense against EMP attacks. This was an article at WorldNet Daily a day or so ago. All right. And what we're talking about here is the fact that Trump acknowledges that. Now, he did talk about that when he first was running, and that was one of the things he wanted to do as part of the infrastructure improvement, was to beef up risks, you know, from electromagnetic weapons or pulse or from space. He says, and here's what, according to Bloomberg, Trump wants increased awareness in both the private and public sectors of the dangers of such a weapons deployment. An electromagnetic pulse which could disable the entire power grid in the United States using it in an extreme, you know what, situation for a mass majority of the people, okay? Where the you-know-what hits the fan. And the White House has confirmed that the president has signed an executive order titled Coordinating National Resilience to Electromagnetic Pulse. The executive order advances increased resilience or defense, basically, to electromagnetic pulse events by directing better data gathering, testing, and private sector coordination to implement protective measures. And he says President Trump will always do what it takes to keep America safe. And today's executive order, the first ever to establish a comprehensive policy to improve resilience in EMPs, is one more example of the administration keeping its promise to always be vigilant against present dangers and future threats. Now, if you recall, you know, people say, well, what's the matter? The power goes out, we'll get the other, we'll get the guy the lab, and they'll have it back up in a few days. Well, that ain't the way it works when the whole thing goes down. Now, here is going back to an article at shtfplan.com, you know what, hit the fan, plan.com. And the article was from February 27th of last year, which I, at the time, read to you back then. And it's called Six Totally Insane Things That Will Happen If Our Power Grid Goes. And here they are. All commerce will cease. The ATMs won't work. The banks won't open. And the cash registers won't well register. For a while, cash will be king, but people will view it as worthless. We'll be back to a barter economy in short order. Two, communication will shut down. If you think you can rely on your cell phone to work in a disaster, think again. In a crisis when everyone instinctive surpassed all the radios on the tower get sluggish, thus causing the fast busy signal. Mobile and analysts estimate that the cell site can't handle 150 to 200 calls at the same time, but the network cannot handle that amount of calls in the case. Police, firefighters, and ambulances will try to soldier on and keep doing the best job they can as long as they can. However, without ordinary citizens calling up, you know, they won't be able to do too much, you know, and most of them will have to basically go back and return to their families. Without electricity, all forms of fuel that our society relies on will stop flowing. Now, you won't be able to get, gasoline out of the pumps. You'll have trouble with most of the equipment that you would use for farming, the delivery trucks, all of that kind of thing. How do you make fertilizers? How do you make gasoline? How do you make oil? What are you going to do with that? Does the water system work? The power grid is down. Well, then the water grid is down. And then what about the nuclear power plant that depends upon electricity to run the generators, you know? Well, you can run the generators in emergency, like up there at where it's flooding in Nebraska, you know, right there by Nebraska and Missouri, near Rulo River up in that area. They got the nuclear power plant up there, and they can pump for a little bit. But if they run out of gas or diesel for the generators, they're skunked. And then they're going to have to shut down the nuclear power plant. And then will it shut down? And what happens when they do? And all of these kinds of things. The grocery stores will be stripped bare, and the pharmacies won't be far behind. 13% of Americans are using opioid drugs.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on SurviveToThrive.net. And let me tell you something. You want to keep old Hawk on the air as best you can and keep me swinging the fences against the loosies, and striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and to warn you, the remnant. I'm not out here to educate the entire population and convert them in nice, easy stages. I have people like you guys out there who know a lot of what's going on. And I'm considering you to be what I was told to do secondarily, is to warn the remnant and to tell you how you might be able to prepare for what's coming. And Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven and getting right with them are the key, the first initial key. But anyway, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game. Keep me swinging batter, you know, on opening day against the Lucy's shin and against the Lucy's elbow and against his neck and head. Anything, believe me, is most needed and most welcome. It can be Federal Reserve notes. It can be, you know, silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter, whatever. It can be 10th ounce gold. It can be, you know, whatever it is that you feel. It can be a check or a money order. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, you can get all the long-term, high-quality organic storage foods you want from EnterHealth Botanicals. If you're already using other storage food, or if you're just going for basic canned goods at this stage of the game, if you can't afford the Mountain House, well, you can still maybe afford a few extra cans of chunky soup, or a case of corn, or a case of beans, or, you know, whatever it might be. And I was told also by our friend in the Smokies, Lady J, who does a lot of home canning, she also is now taking advantage of, like, Dollar Tree and discount grocery stores and places like that, where you can buy a case worth of it and you know, get a deal on it. And I guess in Dollar Tree, in some of those cases, you can buy it and they'll have it shipped, or you can pick it up at one of their local stores near you or something like that. Anyway, check into all of that. There are other wholesale-type groceries online, that kind of thing. But I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen, even if you just go to the store and you buy another one or two cans of chunky soup, which has the meat, the vegetables, and has water in it, it has moisture in it, or if you get some, you know, applesauce, some peaches, pears, whatever it might be, you know, different types of fruit, you see what I'm saying? Green beans, mixed vegetables, whatever it is, start getting them up. Because Lady J also, from what she told me, she talked to some people involved in the farm supply business who know people that are involved in the crop insurance, the big-time crop insurance providers for farmers in the United States. And they're confirming that the price of everything is going to start to go way up. We've lost all kind of corn, beans, wheat, all kind of stuff. All kind of grain is going by the wayside. From the fires and things in California and all the trouble that we had with drought, you had all kind of problems where farmers have lost crop with nuts and fruit and vegetables and things like that, and whole farms taken out by the burning of the fires, you see. And now, in the midst of the fact that you've got the drought being rescinded, you had Gavin Newsom, the old, pretty boy governor now of California, declaring a state of emergency from the possibility of a drought. But they just declared the drought was over. But really what they're doing, you see, in all of the other dams, they're releasing water downstream to take the pressure off the dam. Meanwhile, the Oroville Dam that we talked about, and I've got friends up in that area who are onto it pretty good, know the sheriff, know all the players, the lies being told by the state water people, and then the dam expert, and that dam, even though they spent $1 jillion on it, is leaking out of the same places that they just concreted over. You know, and they're trying to put glue and, you know, caulk and, you know, rags and whatever in the holes, just like you do, you know, if something of yours is leaking in the basement. Well, but they're not releasing water through their ability to release water from the spillway, all right? They're not releasing it out for some reason. Now you want to know of a target that would wash downstream and ruin a lot of farms and maybe take out, a million people or something like that, or have the potential to do so, or at least a couple hundred thousand, and that would destroy the economy of California and then cause massive disruptions in food, massive disruptions in the stock bond markets, you know, that might crash the entire economic system. Well, then where do you think that the Russians or the Red Chinese are liable to pop an electromagnetic pulse like they popped, as a little example, the other night, you see, as they popped the Fort Lauderdale power substation? Interesting time to do it in the midst of spring break, too, right? You know, you got that kind of interesting as well. Well, it doesn't have to be some giant harp. It doesn't have to be something with a lot of power. All that it has to be, like I told you, you know, I just told you, it has to be a certain frequency. It has to be modulated, you see. And it has to hit at the right spot, but it's able to take over. It's able to take over, you see, the actual electronic component they want it to. So that means it can be directed, doesn't it? Huh? Means it can be directed. And it also can take over, perhaps, your own brain, or let's say this. Suppose it tries to block you from praying or to communicate with the Lord Jesus or our Father in heaven, or if it plants a thought in your mind, or it opens you up in a frequency to Luciferian negative impulses. Directed energy, modulated, command and control, cause effect, electromagnetic multipurpose device. Capable of affecting any electrical electronic component of a system, i.e. that which runs a person, a machine, or component of same. So just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of stuff that's coming down the pike. And men will fear for what's coming upon the earth. I'm telling you. So anyway, buy food. Get water purification. If we have not seen anything else, remember all the flooding in Jacksonville, Florida, and Houston, and all of the bad water and the water system not working and people not knowing what to do, and they have to depend upon the water trucks to come and FEMA. And let me tell you something else. FEMA is not about all of that. That's a secondary role. FEMA's true role is continuity of government and keeping the government ready to get back up on your back if you're the survivor, so they can reestablish the taxation, you see. Their job is not necessarily to make you completely whole. They do that at this period of time. And then you're never quite whole, but you kind of try to maybe can get back in your house. And I'll tell you, a lot of people just now starting to do that. Hello down there to Mina and all her friends and family. God bless you down there in the Florida area. And hello to the old brotherhood of the peace officers in the you know, part of Texas there, you know, that sweet spot where all the trains run back and forth, the crossroads. And to all my other friends in Houston and Dallas and North Dallas and my old worn soul drive buddy in Austin and some others down there too. An old Captain C, you're probably out there somewhere. All right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also getting questions and discussions about, well, what's going to happen? Our boy, we're going to go after and get, you know, and Trump's going to release and declassify and all of that. Well, when he does, and he says he's going to, but he says he was advised not to. Well, now the question is, did he make a deal to try to protect his children where they took on William P. Barr, which was became the, you know, became the attorney general? And what will Barr do? Because I've always told you, and let me just read again here. I've told you, and there's other people are starting to get onto this. Well, back in about 1986 in March, seven men entered the earthen and concrete ammunition storage bunker at Camp Robinson in Arkansas. And while Buddy Young, president's security man and state police security man, stood outside on guard, the bunker is dimly lit by a series of one-bulb fixtures suspended near the ceiling. Okay. The principal sat down on the gray government-issue metal tables, and then a guy named John Cathy, C-A-T-H-E-Y, who that really was Oliver North, began the briefing. And he said, Governor Clinton, switching to his Toastmaster voice, I'm glad you could attend tonight's meeting with us. We're both surprised and honored that Bobby Nash didn't inform us you would be attending. Bob Nash was an advisor or an assistant to Clinton. However, he did, let's get down to business. And then Terry Reid was there, and I've known Terry Reid over the years. I've talked with him a number of times and met him. And then the secret intelligence operations that were going on in Arkansas at that time was Centaur Rose and Jade Bridge. Centaur Rose was run by Black Rose, which allegedly was Poppy Bush. And then next came a guy named Max Gomez. But his real name was Felix Rodriguez, okay? And he was supposedly described as the agency's man to be in charge of planned operations in Mexico. Akiti Sawahata, who had been the agency's resident field agent in Arkansas for operations at MENA, where Barry Seal used to fly in the dope and then fly the Contra guns back on out, okay? That particular time frame, you see, was when the MENA operation were ongoing. And then Terry Reid was the guy who was training Contra pilots, okay? And then Oliver North described himself as CI operations officer for Centaur Rose and Bridge, who was now transitioning over to the job operations officer for Mexico. Now, in this, ladies and gentlemen, you have a guy named Robert Johnson. And Robert Johnson allegedly was working for CIA Director William Casey, and he was the real power that came from D.C., and he was basically at the top of the pyramid and a message bringer from Casey. He said, I am the Mr. Cathay mentioned, I am the emissary of Mr. Casey. For obvious security reasons, I could not attend. And then he's talking about right here, he says, hanging in a much more humane way of doing things than what Congress will put us through if any of this leaks out. Oh, wait a minute, he says. I am here. Here's what he says, what allegedly William P. Barr said. We're at a major junction of our Central American support program, and I am here to tie up a few loose ends. As you're all aware of the severity of the charges that could be brought against us if this operation becomes public, well, I don't need to remind you of what Benjamin Franklin said as he and our founding fathers framed the Declaration of Independence. And then Cathay interrupts, says, yeah, but hanging is a much more humane way out of doing things than what Congress will put us through if any of this leaks out. Laughter then erupted. That's true, Johnson said, and therefore, he says, Governor Clinton, I'm going to find it necessary to divide this meeting into groups. We don't unnecessarily expose classified data to those who don't have an absolute need to know. He says, we can first discuss any old business. Concerns either Centaur, Rose, or Jade Bridge. Basically, what he did was to shut down the Clinton's operations that were associated with the making and transferring of weapons to the Contras. Yeah, they cannibalized parts and then allegedly affirmed that was Webster Hubbell's father-in-law named Seth Ward. Webster Hubbell was the assistant attorney general to Clinton. And those parts were taken from receivers and different things, the fully automatic, but some of the stuff they put with it didn't have serial numbers on it, or they were mixed match, and they sent those to the Contras to fight in, you know, Nicaragua. They sent them down to Honduras so they could fight in Nicaragua. And then we also know at that time, Ilopango in Celerino Castillo's book, Powder Burns, he talks about Poppy Bush being involved down there. We also know from Chip Tatum, which I've told you about in the past, Task Force 160 back in those days, and they used to fly medical missions from, you know, Honduras, okay, supposedly with hearts for heart transplants, and they used to fly them up to Little Rock by various means and various different routes, and they were always tagged as medical emergency operations. And they would pull in, and then the hearts were usually four, and they'd make a call at the airport for Drs. Lassiter and Drs. Clinton, allegedly. And then the hearts usually involved in there were cow hearts or something like that. But as you dug down in, you could find sometimes bags of cocaine. Other times you could find money. But then usually it was bags of cocaine. And then Barry Seal, I've told you about him and how he used to fly in a triple. They had three planes almost exactly alike with the same end number. And it was Barry Seal on the bottom, Emil Camp up next, and Terry Reed on top. And they would fly up when they'd hit like the Memphis squawk. Then they would turn to go to Little Rock at a certain point. This is the days when you didn't have the computer doing it. You had to turn your frequency on to get your ID up on the screen. And at a certain point in time, when they would lose the tower in Memphis and the tower was fading there, and then the tower was very low power coming from Little Rock, they would say NY65379, whatever it was. Squawk such and such, and then they would say, say again, okay? At that moment, Barry Seal would pop down to treetop level, and Emil Camp would pop over treetop level. He would go back to Mena, and Barry Seal would go down to a ranch called the Triple S Ranch, I believe what it was. I believe it was allegedly owned by Seth Ward. and a man allegedly named Venus Shelnut, who was an attorney, allegedly in the Laster Law Firm, and another boyfriend of Jennifer Flowers, as was Slick Willie. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, Barry Seal had one of those bus driver doors on his plane, and he would tilt the plane after he got the signal from Venus Shelnut, I believe, on a it was either a John Deere Gator or one of the Kawasaki ATVs or side-by-sides. And he would tilt the plane open the bus driver's door, and then GI duffel bags that were filled from top to bottom and stuffed tight with round, rubber-banded tight, big wads of $100 bills, all of that would go down, and then allegedly those would go to Dan Laster's office and then find their way, some of them, into the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, where Larry Nichols always used to talk about how at the end of the month they were out of money, and at the first of the month they'd have millions of dollars, all right? Now, these are just a few of the items involved in all of that. So William P. Barr was there to shut the Clinton Cowboys down because, quote-unquote, of the number of Arkansides, and also the Clintons were just supposed to take 10% of certain things. They were taking 10% of everything, okay? We also, not within a vacuum, you also had Freeway Ricky up in L.A. You remember Freeway Ricky? All right, and the Contra affairs and all the stuff. And you got Blandone and all the Contras dealing drugs. This whole thing was wide open. Some of them used to go out to a ranch, in southwestern Kansas, you know. Some place where they have, and there's a lot of them that have it, so just can't look for one. Where they have their own airstrip, you know. Sometimes it's the road that's paved in. That is the airstrip, but other times it's an airstrip. And then some of them went up there into Kentucky, and they would be dropped out of the planes and stuff down. And then there was a certain guy that was made famous, and he was allegedly somebody that used to hang out at the library in Lexington, Kentucky. And yes, I've been to that library, restaurant bar, let's call it, in the past, years ago, and this guy was chased by a Kentucky state trooper who didn't take any guff and was a tough son of a buck, and eventually got him. Well, that guy was going up and getting the drops, and that was all getting distributed out of Kentucky, a lot of drugs, all right? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that era was just incredible, and the people that you could meet and different stuff on the road. I can even remember meet Barry Seal years ago when he was still in Baton Rouge. Briefly, all right? Then I've met Terry Reed a number of times. I've met all the various state troopers who used to take Clinton around, even the ones that tried to kill Terry Reed and stuff like that. And even the ones that may have been allegedly the ones that may have put the military grade anthrax in Larry Nichols' air conditioner duct, you know, in his truck, or the ones that took people out with martial art licks, you know, at certain Quapaw Towers and stuff like that. And I talked to Larry once or twice on the phone years ago, but he would not remember that because I wasn't a hawk then, so it doesn't make any difference. But he was right about it, and the fact of the matter is he had the guts to fight him. But the Clintons are still going. So do you think that Barr is going to all of a sudden do something? Well, I think he has to do something because we're all sitting out here talking about it, just like a number of people were talking about it back in the 80s. And then once Terry Reed won his case, because Buddy Young, okay, dropped the dime on him, and they went to Mexico, and this is the interesting thing. Operation Screwworm is what was designed primarily by Barr and Casey and Bush to go into Mexico, and they went in to an aviation facility at an airport. Terry Reid had it in Guadalajara, Mexico. And then he was being set up to go after a particular East Bloc country KGB agent who was having an operation in Mexico. Now, his contacts were obviously Mexican police, stuff like that, military, but also Cuauhtemoc Cardenas. Cuauhtemoc Cardenas allegedly was a CIA asset or whatever, and that he was the governor of that particular province. Where, what's Guadalajara in? Is it Jalisco or is it Guerrero? I think it may be Jalisco. Anyway, Cuauhtemoc Cardenas, you see, was there, and he used to run for president of Mexico. But also the Bush family traditionally had been involved with the oil business. And you have Prescott Bush and all of them, knew William Stamps Parrish, who was the head of Standard Oil. And then you have Standard Oil and British Petroleum were the ones that had most of the oil leases and stuff down in Mexico, which was nationalized by Mexico and then became Pemex. And then Poppy Bush, who was, yes, of the 322, the Skull and Bones, he was the one who stole, allegedly, Geronimo's skull, and they still drink out of it, allegedly, at the tomb up there in, you know, Yale University there, where they lay in the coffins naked, and they have queer buddies that are the one in the other coffin, and they have to tell all of their secret, you know, stories, so they have blackmail on them. And then I guess old W, you know, his old buddy used to be the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, and then was an ambassador to Germany back then. And he also may have had AIDS, okay? But be that as it may, the fact of the matter is, and all this stuff, that was W's buddy, all right? Or twin, or whatever they want to call him, or, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get gross. But the fact is that all of that was ongoing. And Poppy Bush, when he got out of Yale, he brought some money from a family friend or what have you, and established, using the name of a famous Mexican communist or socialist, Emiliano Zapata, okay, who along with Pancho Villa did La Revolucion in Mexico, you see, which then went on, and then eventually that same revolutionary forces and governments nationalized the Mexican oil later on, of course, not immediately, but later on, and consequently, the Bush family had deep ties. Now, do you think they would give up their percentages, or were they allowed to use the drug business to make their money back years later? Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Expect only a limited hangout. A limited hangout by Barr and Lindsey Graham. How far will it go up? Probably Comey, McCabe, those. Maybe the Clintons if we were lucky, but I doubt it. And maybe they'll even give up Brent. Bad dangle rings, I know what's doing. Mighty metal about these high technology. The rate pay system is foes against the Russians. Fort Lauderdale. Hey. Fort Make you look cool. Make sure you got the big optics. I bet it's a couple of